Welcome to Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. Your host Chris here with Ro and Brandon, and we are here to review Pokemon Detective Pikachu. In a world where people collect Pokemon to do battle, a boy comes across an intelligent talking Pikachu who seeks to be a detective. It is directed by Rob Letterman, who I don't know what else he directed. I'll look that up. And it stars Ryan Reynolds, Justice Smith, and honestly, that's all that really matters. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and talk about this film first. I'll come in at the end.
Every time you say that, I want to try to force you to talk first, Chris.
Just know what he's going to do. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, no. It's better for me to go last.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Hold on, Brandon. You're kind of low. Just letting you know right now. You're really, really low.
Come into the light, Brandon.
I'm in the light as far as I can come in.
Good. Go on. What do you got from the film?
Go ahead, Ro.
Y'all take advantage of, you know, that whole gentleman let the bitch speak first thing to be putting me in a
position. Hold on. Before you started, I'm going to let everybody know, we have to review Tolkien next. And so, no, you go first. You go first for this. You go first.
Fine. I was disappointed in Pikachu. I thought that they gave a lot of nice fan service moments, plus building in things for people who weren't necessarily on the whole Pikachu train to kind of give them the ability to follow along this nice little urban fantasy world they built, and then they phoned the story in hardcore. So it felt really thin. Parts of it took a really long time. Some of it was funny, some of it was cute, but I spent a whole lot of time going, but why would you do that? Do you think before you do anything? I mean, come on, it's right here in front of your face. And when you're trying to tell me like a detective story, I prefer for there to be some actual detecting and mystery involved. So I have mixed feelings about Detective Pikachu, and I directly blame Rod Letterman because I only know him from Monsters vs. Alien and Shark Tale and Gulliver's Travels. So yeah,
I'm looking at his stuff and See, sometimes I need to put the picture of the director beside the movie sometimes. That'll let me know if I need to go or not. I look at this picture, I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't have gone.
See, I try not to judge people like that when it's supposed to be for movies, possibly because I judge people like that on whether or not I should speak when respond when people speak to me in general. You know, kind of mix it up a little. But yeah, I have mixed feelings over this movie. And I had a weird ass audience that did not unmix my feelings any. So that's where I'm sitting right now. Brandon, how did you feel about Detective Pikachu?
One, let me just start off. It is the best video game movie we have gotten, period.
But is that really saying much?
Low bar.
Yeah, it's a low bar. And that's the only bar I cared about. When I walked into it, I went, they're making a movie, a Pokemon live action movie based on a game that was on the Nintendo Switch. I mean, that was on the DS and maybe the Switch, called Detective Pikachu, because you get to play as a Pokemon who is now a detective. This is some Mario Party shit. They're actually making a movie. This is absolutely ridiculous. And then I saw that Ryan Reynolds was doing the voice. I said, I am absolutely going to see this movie now. Then I saw the trailer and I was like, they're going to CGI the fuck out of it. And it looks good. I am absolutely going to see this movie now. And then they showed Mewtwo in the trailer. I have very little Pokemon knowledge, but when I played many of years ago, Mewtwo was the character I was trying to get because that motherfucker is a badass. Mm-hmm. So I was like, dog. He's in the trailer, which means he's in the movie, which means all I care is that there is a Mewtwo fight and there are scenes of him using his powers and Pikachu does some shit and Ryan Reynolds just needs to crack some jokes and I'm good to go, because I don't expect, honestly, anybody to try to turn this in to a well-developed written story, because I don't care about the story. It's fucking Pokemon. So I was fine.
You were good with the fan service. That was enough for you.
Yeah, that's all I cared about because I'm not into the lore Pokemon deep enough to care. I'm looking at this as what it is. It's another video game movie. They're trying to capitalize off of the audience that supports Pokemon and the Pokemon Go fans and the Detective Pikachu fans because that game was really popular. And I didn't expect them to care enough to turn this into, like, to give this the treatment that you would give, like, Into the Spider-Verse or even the one about the pets, right? Which, for some reason, with Kevin Hart in it. I didn't expect them to give that type of service to this film. So all I wanted was, look, just let Ryan Reynolds crack some jokes and him be a funny Pikachu. And he is. His commentary is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be funny. Let the CGI be good. And this story, hey, man, it is what it is. Because honestly, the lead actor in this, which really is Pikachu, but they try to make you believe that it's the kid. I think his name Justin or something like that.
Justice Smith.
Yeah, the main actor. That kid just has a string of bad luck with films. He just don't be working out. I be rooting for him. But now when I see him in stuff, I go, it's probably not going to be good. And when I go, it's him and it's that kid, that white boy from Paper Towns. Whenever I see them in films, I go, it's just not going to be good probably. But I'll go check it out. I thought that Detective Pikachu was cute. Thought it was funny. I think it's absolutely for kids and mindless people. And that's pretty much what it is. If you just want to watch cute Pokemon in real world settings, CGI and humans and Pokemon living together, and listen to Ryan Reynolds crack the most PG jokes he has ever had to crack in his career with subtle R-rated innuendos sprinkled all throughout it, then yeah, man, I think you will enjoy it. But as far as really setting a bar for this, I'm just that person that did not. I don't have a bar to set. That was my bar. Is Ryan Reynolds funny? And does the CGI look good? Cool, because it's still not Mortal Kombat and it's still not Street Fighter. And God, I don't want to see that Halo shit that they're doing. But I guess we're getting it.
Okay, why you got to bring up future nightmares for all of us now? I don't really feel like why you had to go there. I mean,
they won't stop, bro. Like, Tomb Raider was the best game movie I had seen until Detective Pikachu because they couldn't even get Tomb Raider right enough for me to be like, I want to watch it again. Like, I know they're doing it for that. I do not care.
I can give you that. This is more than a one and done. If what you wanted, like I said, I thought the fan service was great. I thought the elements they got. I am, you know, not necessarily the biggest person who was into Pokemon. It just wasn't my bag, but I know enough about it. And I hung out with people enough about it who were all the way down deep in the well to where I think there's going to be something there for all of those people. But I wasn't the only one. And I was in the room with someone who was a diehard fan who felt like after they got all those other elements right, just kind of left the question with, well, why was this story so thin? I was like, because they had all these moments that it just looked like they snapped them right out of the drawn images and put them into a live action with people. And sometimes it's like the stupid human tricks were just so damn stupid. Like Pikachu was adorable and Ryan Reynolds is funny and he has a way with a quip and he was on full display in this. It's just like, it felt like if you could get all of that right, why couldn't you get the other elements right? Just a little. And again, yeah, I went from you. I went from
you
too.
I think you know why though, Ro. I think you know why. Look at who is behind it. Look at the director. The films that y'all just named.
Yeah.
That's the reason why. Shark Tales. Yeah. All of those films are D movie versions of kid films. They're either copies of shit that was successful, and then somebody tried to come behind them and do the same shit. Or they were just so mediocre that even for little kids, they flew under the radar of enjoyment.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing to them that made you go, I got to run out and see that in theaters with my kids. Pikachu actually did that. Detective Pikachu did that for people. And people are going to go see it this weekend. Now it's going to get mixed reviews. It just is because people had a bit more invested in it, like you. And some people are going to be just like me. They're just like, I'm looking at Pikachu on the screen and it's fucking Pikachu and I don't want to rip my eyes out and I'm actually enjoying this for the most part. Is the story dry? Abso-fucking-lutely. Is there a story there with the pieces they had that they could have turned into something better? Yup. They had a lot of elements that they could have worked with to make a much better story and moving story. There's also moments in films where I check out. If there was a bar that I had set when I walked in, I go, nope, lower that shit. And it's the moment where he throws the Pika ball, the Pokemon ball in the very beginning of the film to catch that Q-Bert. I was like, nah, this is not a good scene. This is a really, really bad opening scene to a show. And they can only go up from here. And for the most part, they did. And by maybe like the first middle half of the film, kind of just straddled out. And that's where the bar set. It just stayed right there consistently. Not great, not terrible. Just enjoyment. It's right there. So it's kind of how it worked for me.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So I want to preface everything I'm about to say right now with saying I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan. I like Ryan Reynolds. I just wish he picked better scripts. This movie is completely forgettable. It just is. I saw it on Monday. I know I laughed. I know I laughed on Monday. I cannot remember what I laughed at today. It's Thursday.
Ryan Reynolds jokes from Pikachu randomly.
But it goes back to what you guys were saying about like why doesn't this film work? It's because it's never Ryan Reynolds' fault. And all those films that he does that are forgettable, and like 90% of Ryan Reynolds' films are actually forgettable when you get past the fact that he's carrying the movie with his quips. And I feel like some directors are just fucking lazy. And I fucking hate that they do this with him, where they don't put, like, between the directors and the script writers, they don't put the effort in to make a good movie. They just go, we have Ryan Reynolds making quips. That's all we're going to do. And if you put anybody else as Pikachu, like, it wouldn't even be a conversation about this film. Like, it wouldn't be as high as it's rated right now. He is literally it. I don't think Justice Smith is a bad actor. I just, they don't use him enough. They don't give him enough to really do. Like, throwing this other, who's the girl who plays the little intern reporter?
I think they did too much with her. I got what they were going for, but man,
Catherine Newton?
Well, she got to me.
Well, the problem is that they either, and we're going to say this a lot when we talk about the Tolkien film, they either do too much or not enough. It's like they stick in this little in-between where it's like, all right, are you going to go down this path and do this thing that we always do with, you know, like, you know what this film reminds me of? It reminds me of all those little, like, teen movies. It reminds me of a teen movie. If it didn't have Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu, it would be any of those other countless teen films that we watch, the young adult films that we watch, or go, these are fucking trash. Why do they do this? Because it follows the same story beats. And so her character, you're like, you clearly put her here to be this maybe possibly love interest, but then not really, but she's kind of pointless and you're not really doing anything with her. Why do you even have her fucking here? Because you're not going to develop her character. You're not going to really use it for developing to interact that much with Justin Smith's characters. Like, none of it fucking makes any sense. Like, like you said, the film is supposed to be the lead. Justin Smith's character is supposed to be the lead. What is his character's name? Oh, God. What is it? It's supposed
Tim.
To be a Tim. Tim is supposed to be the lead of this film. But everybody fucking knows it's Ryan Reynolds and Pikachu. Mm-hmm. Like, the entire story development is around Tim's character and trying to find what happened to his dad, which, by the way, there's supposed to be a quote-unquote twist with that, which the back half of this movie is just god-awful. It's like they started off okay, and then when they got to the end of the film, they're like, hey, guys, I hate to tell you this. We ran out of money. So we're just going to make up a bunch of shit and throw it together. Because
I felt like it was some magic eight ball decisions.
Yeah. It's just,
I don't think they ran out of money at all, because the CGI never drops in quality or anything. I just don't think they had a script that they cared about. Mm. They just didn't care.
Didn't try.
Agree to disagree on the CGI, because it gets kind of iffy at some points.
There are scenes where they rushed editing, but as far as like the quality of Pokemon in the air and shit,
I'll give you that. Okay, I'll give you that.
It's there.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it was. I agree. I think it's an editing problem and a scene choice problem. I don't think it was a CGI problem. I think it was how they chose to put things together and sequencing and that.
Fine. I'll give you that.
We don't stick with blaming a director.
I'll give you that. It's still not good. Like, this
why that girl annoyed me too. Catherine Newton. Mm-hmm. That's the girl from Blockers that I was like, why is she here? Like, why? What is her character funny? Because she's not funny.
It's just like this film. It's fine. It's fine. But I'm telling you, by next week, by this week, I forgot about it already. By next week, the people who like this film are not going to remember it. It is completely forgettable. It is the most forgettable. Yeah. Like outside of Ryan Reynolds' jokes, I can't, and I can barely remember them. I can't remember anything about this film. Like I would love to go out and go in. Well, this was this. It's like I either didn't care, or it doesn't stick with you. It's to me, it's just carrying on the tradition of video game movies where it's a cash grab. They decided they didn't have to put a good director on it. They decided they didn't have to give it a good script. We're going to use our best actor and our best asset and make him a voice character and hope his quips are enough to kind of get people into the theater and hopefully nobody will complain enough. Like, that is what this film is. Like, sure, we can maybe say this is the best video game movie that's ever been done. I'll be honest, I don't think it's that much better than the Tomb Raider film. I never saw Warcraft or even the Assassin's Creed films, but I have a feeling it's going to fall in those categories too. Of even the people that were like, "Oh, it's not that bad, it's fine," forgot about those movies as soon as they came out too. It's like,
those movies because it made better use of everything that they had as their source material, and that's honestly, I think, the only thing that's going to separate them between those movies. It's really going to come down to they did a really good job of building an urban fantasy world where they blended in all of the elements that are recognizable from Pokemon into this story, and it only starts to come apart when you start to get to these moments that we're talking about, and you don't even have to deconstruct them.
The story.
She is annoying. She's annoying from the first moment that she's entered, but for her, I think we would have gotten a much better flow into what was the actual point of this movie with the introduction of Pikachu, with Ryan Reynolds talking, and I was like, why is she here right now? I was like, what do we need her here for? And I just really felt like they overused her, and it undermined any chemistry that would have actually organically developed between Ryan Reynolds' voice character as Pikachu and Tim, played by Justice. And every single time you started to hit your stride, it fell off. I get B's point. Like, you go into this movie, you sit and you watch it. Yeah, you laughed. I laughed. Ryan Reynolds is fucking funny. And Justice Smith is a straight person, like the straight man in this comedy routine. That kind of works because his face and his affect is slightly the hell off. And I don't know if it's because he doesn't know what his face is doing versus what he's thinking and he thinks it's doing, or if that's on purpose. But sometimes it hit and it worked. But I get what you're saying. It's like, yeah, it's a one and done. But there are going to be people who are like, you know what? It's really cool. I like looking at it and I want to see Mew. I want to see Mew again.
You know,
because that was cool.
You know,
I mean, I completely agree. It's not memorable. I don't think they cared that it'd be memorable. And I think sometimes when they make films for like kids or with kids in mind, they're just like, they're kids. They don't use their frontal lobes yet anyway.
But there are a lot of
But
there are a lot of adults that want to that kind of want to talk. I mean, there are people in our age group that want to see this film because somehow they think
thing for years. Like, I remember when Pokemon first aired when I was a kid, and I tried to get into it as a kid, like as a teenager. And even then, I felt too old. But the culture now is so big; the age range is massive. It is such a huge range. So for them come at this, honestly, like, did the person who did this, are they American?
I don't know.
Honestly, think that's part of the problem. If they are, like, if they're not part of the culture that helped Pokemon grow to the massive success that it is now. If those people weren't really involved, if we just took a property and we turned it into a film based off of a video game spinoff, it's like, it's really not even based off the major Pokemon. It's not based off the Red or the Blue. Okay. It's based off of the Silver, the Gold, or the Yellow. It's based off of Detective Pikachu.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, any excuse for this script, phoning it in just died because the people who did it did the Ticking One Day at a Time. Nope. I refuse to allow you to get away with it.
Wait, One Day at a Time, the Netflix show?
Uh-huh.
I didn't get
it. It's Dan Hernandez and Benji Samat. Yeah, they're listed as a screenplay by in the credits. any willingness that I was willing. I mean, unless they just got vetoed and overruled by Robert Leonard every time we came to it. But I'm looking at the people who told, who wrote this and who the story was by. Any excuse for them not to be able to have their shit together? Oh, well, maybe it's because Jurassic Park Boy was involved.
Yeah, I mean, real talk, well, I could honestly see the director cutting this script up and putting it back together the way he wanted to. And this being the property, but I could easily see where there could be pieces missing from this movie.
But there clearly are. There clearly are. I mean, there's a moment that I look at you at the end of the film where I look at you in the theater and I go, how did Justin Smith pour down from that skyscraper?
Yeah.
Like, it's very, very obvious. It's very, very obvious that this film was cut up. But here's the other thing, too. And I'll be honest here. Like, if this film came out in January, I might have been okay. I might have been fine. The problem is, and maybe it shouldn't be this way, but it is, it's still coming out like 2 weeks after Endgame. And what I have here is, Endgame is the cap on 22 films, 11 years, of Marvel Studios redefining how we look at comic book films. And then I get Detective Pikachu, where once again, in order to have any kind of enjoyment from this film, we have to make a bunch of fucking excuses. Because the people making it didn't give a shit about the source material. And be perfectly honest, I can't make those excuses anymore. Like, it pisses me off. It's like, you literally have a franchise over here, a studio over here, who's making records, breaking fucking records. They're close to topping and having the highest grossing film of all time. You know, with Endgame. And they did it over 22 years. I mean, they did it over 22 films in 11 years by doing one simple thing. Let's give our fans some fan service and also try to make these films good. Let's put the effort into it with the directors. Let's put the effort into it with the writers. Let's actually try. And once again, Detective Pikachu is, to be perfectly honest, even if I agree this film is the best video game film ever done, it's also the perfect example of why video game films are shit. Because it sits there and all the heavy lifting for this film is based off of Ryan Reynolds jokes and doing a good enough job and decent enough job on CG or on the budget they had. Those are the two things. And they're just like, hopefully that's good enough to make people get in the theater and we don't have to try hard. Like, they're not trying. They didn't bother to try.
Again, it's a continuation of them just not respecting the audience. This is the same, the way you feel right now. And the reason I don't feel like that right now is because, one, this film to me is still better than the World of Warcraft film. But that was the film that broke me finally. I was just like, you know what? Y'all have budget. Blizzard has been making this game for years. You have a whole community around this. There's absolutely no fucking reason why this movie should be trash. And then World of Warcraft went across seas and did insanely well. And I was like, you know what? I'm just not the audience for these video game films that they're making, clearly. It's not me. Because the Resident Evil films are successful. The World of Warcraft film was successful. This film is going to be successful. They are not making video game films for video game players like me. They're just not. Because if they were, we wouldn't have 6 Resident fucking Evil movies.
But we wouldn't have them. But my only pushback to that is, like, they're not even making films for the average moviegoer. Because the thing about if we compare this back to the comic movie revolution, the thing that really helped that revolution is, and not just this fan service of people who are fans of the comic books, it also made good films just for regular people. You have people that never pick up a comic book, but are MCU fans because they like movies and it's a good movie, and so now they're invested in it. These films don't even do that. They're not even good. They're not even decent.
But who was going to see all the Resident Evil films, and who was going to see the World of Warcraft?
I don't count those overseas numbers.
Daniel Wu is and that, like, people went for particular characters. Like, you, the people going to see Resident Evil movies are going for Mila Jovovich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like
they're not going because it's a Resident Evil movie anymore. Yeah. And that's, I think, the difference between that. I didn't mean to cut you off, Chris.
But to pick it back off of what you're saying, it's like The Rock. The Rock actually does not do well in his films here if they're not, like, good films. He does well overseas. He does. That's the reason why. What was that one with him, the one leg and the skyscraper and stuff like that? Whatever that fucking.
Skyscraper.
It's literally called fucking Skyscraper.
Right.
Fucking Skyscraper, right?
Oh my God. That film, yeah, that film didn't do good. The Tower Inferno meets Die Hard. Yeah, Skyscraper.
That film didn't do good here.
Films after shit that's directly in the plot, so he doesn't forget what movie he's in, because they're all the same to him.
Yeah, well, that film didn't do shit over here, but overseas it did. And here's the thing, it does well enough. Let's not act like Resident Evil was an outlier. Let's not even act like those other films are like doing like huge fucking numbers. They're doing enough to kind of sort of make their money back, but those international numbers aren't the same as domestic numbers, especially for a domestic film.
I thought World of Warcraft did really good.
I think it got if it did, then they would have gotten a sequel by now. Hold on,
not necessarily, but I think they recouped overseas and they talked about a sequel.
Yeah, they constantly talked about how well that shit was doing.
It did $433 million. Total.
Yeah, most worldwide. Of it was probably in China.
Yeah, worldwide.
It didn't do well here at all.
Yeah, worldwide. I mean...
Yeah, but it also came down to the people who were the reason why it did well over there were not available for other movies and weren't really interested in coming back to reprise anything. So that also tends to be a bit of a problem. If what made your movie work, you know, or what made you able to take it into a particular market and have it be a draw isn't something that you can rely on, you run into those problems. I personally feel like Pokemon Detective Pikachu, one, was trying to set up and open the door for Rhyme City. And I think they did that really well. Two, they were trying to, you know, they're trying to fill out what it is that people like and what it is that'll draw them to it. But I completely and utterly agree. After looking to see who was involved in the script writing process and taking that into consideration with a lot of the jumps and the takes that were chosen, this is the director's fault. They went back in there in post and they recut this movie and they pulled out things and they left and they moved things around. And then you also have in, this is a very American sensibility for something that was not written and American made. So a lot of the things that, like the caricature they made of the female character who was the pseudo love interest and also, you know, supposedly the one.
Anime. It was so fucking bad. Like, I was like,
it's bad American interpretation of anime.
Yeah, they think they're doing anime with her character because she's all over the fucking place, and all she doesn't have right now is the eye work that they would need to CGI to make her look like a crazy anime girl. That's what they see. There's no depth or development or anything to her character that is really at the root of anime characters that makes people when they emote like that. Like, that's the whole, you don't just start making a character emote in anime like that and people go, I love it because she's acting crazy. There's a reason that's the character's personality. There's building to that.
And that's what's missing from this story. That's what's missing from the action. And he can't direct it because, again, you know, look, the film adaptation that he did for with Jack Black for, you know, the Lilliputians and all of that stuff, the same kind of problems. He's interpreting something that he doesn't understand. He has no actual native sensibility. And by native sensibility, I don't mean that he needs to be not white. I mean that he does not have a rooted understanding of the material that he is supposed to be translating and how he needs to be directed these characters through these actors for them to land solidly on screen. So they didn't fit with how well the rest of the environment was built. And I mean, Bill Nye was great. And the reason why he was great is because he's Bill Damn Nye and he doesn't need a director to tell him how to play something and then to be ready, you know, to shift. And other characters were great, some of them because they never let them talk and they just let them be creepy and pretty. Hello, Rita. And
I didn't even recognize her. Was she the one that was supposed to have the shades on? Okay, that was her, because she's lost some weight then, if that's her.
Yeah, well, she's gone back to her overseas weight, aka she's not eating American food. But, so the elements that they did with that and the way they introduced it with her, like, she anchored into something that kind of fit with with who she is in the movie, and it worked. So this was when the people who needed to be directed into what they were doing in order for them to hit were looking to this guy for direction. He's the wrong guy in the chair. And so you get gross caricatures, you get overuse, you get bombasticness where you actually needed something that was grounded. You get where he thinks just because everything looks cool, no one's going to notice they did the most asinine and utterly and completely stupid thing on the face of the earth, which, quite frankly, if somebody is as smart as this character is supposed to be to clock on to this whole thing that's going on when no one else is, there's no way in hell she'd turn around and do something as dumb as they have her do later in the movie. So... And again, I also think that there's just the blatant disconnect that he didn't think it mattered because it was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, girls are hysterical and, you know, we don't really think logically and, you know.
Yeah, it just doesn't work, what? Man. It just doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't work.
So
and on top of everything you said, you gotta add into that the editing process that it went through after his directing process.
Mm.
There's no telling how much material was left on the floor.
They had enough material to make an R-rated version of just for Pikachu. That tells me plenty is left on the floor. The movie is on the floor.
Because they edited some story stuff. Like, Pikachu gets left in one area at one point, and he, remember, because he makes a joke early in the film about how long it would take him to walk places, 2 steps mm-hmm. for you, 1,000 steps for me. And then he gets left somewhere later on in the film and has to hurry up and get back to where Justice is. And I'm like, so he's not going to show up to like the third film, right? Because remember, for every 2 steps that they take, it's 1,000 for him, and they left in a car.
Right. So I was like, we just gonna pretend like this, all right?
Yeah, they didn't. It's another way that they broke their own rules. They set rules in this world, and then they started breaking them.
And now this is not a spoiler, but I do feel like I need to point out that there's kind of a misdirect from what you're looking at in the trailers. If you are hoping for there to be a lot of trainer moments in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be disappointed. I think the elements of the world and the game that they use from that aspect of Pokemon were severely underutilized or misutilized. And it's going to upset people.
I just don't get why I get why they introduced it because people want to see that in the film. But there were 2 spots where I was like, okay, we could have like legit Pokemon battles right now.
Yep.
And they either make one of them is completely one-sided because they're outnumbered. So they just run and there's no real battle. And and the other one is just because the scene is rushed and there's another factor thrown into it that completely throws off the whole Pokemon challenge shit that they show
but,
you.
So that, but I also felt like given that the backstory that they gave Tim and given that the elements they gave and given the one big huge thing that is the overarching issue with Pikachu, they absolutely could have utilized that and that could have filled in and would probably, it could have fixed some of the chemistry problems Chris was talking about that they had between them because we would have had those moments, we would have had those beats, we would have had those scenes, and it would have built up something between them that didn't really exist for how it was they were supposed to be, you know, cruising through later into the movie. And I think it would have, and I just felt like it was a wasted opportunity and I think people are going to notice it and it's going to piss them off because it's kind of an unfulfilled promise.
They muted Pikachu. They deliberately did it as if it was a story arc. And it is for the story that they're telling, but that wasn't the right story to tell.
But I think it still could have worked within the story they decided to tell if they had muted it.
But what you're saying they could have done, they weren't even thinking in that direction, in my opinion.
My fault that they're stupid.
Yeah, also this film had like 5 different writers that came back and did revisions, one after the other.
Again, not my fault. Stupid.
It's the film's fault.
Because, right, but that's the kind of thing that, like, it screamed off the page at me. Like, and I'm watching it on the screen, and I thought that's where they were going to go to fix that hole in the story. And then when they didn't, I actually got pissed. And I'm a filthy casual when it comes to Pokemon. So if me as a filthy casual got pissed, I can't imagine what a diehard is going to feel when they see how they wasted that element in this movie and in this world.
It's just cheap the way they did it because it's not wrong that you thought they were going to go that direction. They misled you in that way. They set it up that way as if that was going to be the role shared between these two characters. And then they don't. It's more of a, oh, remember that thing he told you in the first 30 minutes of the movie? You need to use that now in the last 10 minutes.
But even more basic than that, I mean, you know, I'm trying not to spoil. It's just like when you realize what's going on with Pikachu and then you have all this wish fulfillment and unresolved shit going on with this kid. There's just a perfect sub arc that they could have used that I personally feel would have resolved the problem that Chris has identified of the lack of built chemistry between Pikachu, who I don't care what anyone says, this is his damn movie. That's why they named it after him. His little adorable face. I'm like, see, y'all did his face well because I feel bad for a little fuzzy little thing. And Tim and what was supposed to be going on with him emotionally and where his head was went from the beginning to the middle of Act Two, if you can call it that. And without that, I don't think that they earned some of the emotional payoff that they wanted toward the end. And that's
they
kind of
could have.
I heard two voices at once.
I was gonna, real quick. You know what got me about that? I can't go into it with a spoiler. They had an easy, ready-made way of having them get that chemistry and really get that bond together, because they didn't try to shoehorn it at the end. And I'm just like, but first of all, why would he be? That doesn't make. I just feel like nothing. I feel like that entire end of the film was. I will not be surprised if I find out that entire end of the film was reshot.
No, it makes sense if it was, because honestly, it doesn't make sense with the story they were trying to build. So when it's revealed what's going on here, like, there's one part that makes sense, and then the part that probably harkens back or harps on more or leans more on the chemistry between these two characters is the part that didn't make sense for me, because I was like, well, how didn't so-and-so know so-and-so was so-and-so? And what does that mean about the relationship between him and Pikachu? And not him and so-and-so, because that was the, okay, what? Like, at the end, I was kind of like, yeah, you guys just kind of yada yada some shit that you should have taken about 10 to 15 minutes to either explain or develop. And that's where one of my biggest issues while watching the film came from. The way it ended to me was just cheap as fuck. And what really made me upset was that I was being misled on the relationship that was being developed the whole film, because like you say that the film is, we say that the film, we've been saying the film is about Pikachu, right? But honestly, and really, it's not even about Pikachu. I won't tell you who it's about, because that's a spoiler, but it's really about that person.
That's why I just keep saying it the way I say it, because you can't say.
Right. It's the film is actually about that person. And I thought that was cheap. Because we're here for Pokemon. Like, that's, we're here for the title. We're here for Pokemon. So that's where I was like, why would you do that? Because you,
because it feeds back into the, it doesn't, it's not real if it's not coming from, you know, if you don't come from to it from the human angle, we run back into the Transformers problem.
Right. Why am I watching? Why did I just watch this? Why did I just watch this whole bonding thing then? If this is how you're going to end it. Because this, if you wanted to make that movie, you could have just made that movie, and that movie has been made before. That coming of age shit has been made before. But I don't know why they made the decision to do that, honestly. But again,
I think they hate us.
They might hate us, but I'm saying I don't understand. But we've already said why they did it. They did it because they don't have that connection to the actual franchise and to the beats of it. That's what it is. That's really what it is. The director doesn't have the connection, and I don't know which writer put this in their script version or revision, but that person didn't have the connection to it either. I don't understand why you would do that. There's so many questions that you now raise when you do that for anybody who is thinking beyond the page or beyond the screen. They're thinking about everything that you just showed them and what you just made them sit and watch. So yeah, that was a fumble on the 1 yard line game win, but hey.
Yeah, I think Detective Pikachu is going to find an audience. I think once that audience is there, it's going to have mixed reactions. Some people are going to be greatly, you know, they're going to be fully satisfied because it's fan service from beginning to end with all of the surface elements. And there are going to be other people who remember the things that we're talking about who are going to be like, well, if you can get all those other things right, why can't you get this last thing right? And when they realize it's because they put this in the hands of someone who doesn't understand anime, and who doesn't know how to get emotive, like comedic beats without having to give in to like lack of logic, then they're going to be upset. But all these people talking about, you know, it's going to be the movie of the year. It's going to lose. It's going to move in game. There are people who were saying that. And I just asked them if they could go and get a different dealer, because clearly the drugs that they're taking are stepped on too much. And it's, you know, the quality is just not worth what they're paying. And I think it's going to, like, again, we said the bar for video games movies is so low that this one leaps super far above it. And like, I was looking on Twitter the other day and people were like, this movie didn't have to do much to impress me.
And that's pretty much the mentality that a lot of groaner folk who have lived through the generations of Street Fighters and Evils and Warcrafts and Dungeons this and Dooms this, that shit. They are, yep, you're like, walk into it and you could be fed up like Chris is, or you could get to the point where I'm at where you're like, we're never going to get what we know that they could do if they gave a fuck. But they don't give a fuck. So when they start announcing Halo series and Mass Effect shit and people get excited, maybe this time it'll work. Oh, Charlie. No, it won't, Charlie. That's not a golden ticket. That's foil. It's trash, Charlie. Throw it away, yeah, bro.
But they'll be fine because Pikachu is adorable. And oh, then he opens his mouth and it's Ryan Reynolds and it's funny.
They all love it. They're like, oh, look at him when he talks and Ryan Reynolds is funny. He's a cute Pikachu. I let Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu fuck me because it's great. Like, it's cute and it's adorable and he's a grown man voice. Like, you're going to have that ridiculous-ass audience. Just are. You're not going to get away from that. People are going to say the movie was amazing. And they won. They win. If you walk in Detective Pikachu and you think it's amazing, you won.
I want everyone who's listening to this to know something. You deserve better. You are loved. This film does not love you. You deserve better. Start believing in yourself. I'm just saying, it worked for us in comic books. It can work for you too. I just can't buy the argument anymore. If they really wanted to, they do it right. But if they're not, I can't give them pats on the back. Because, like, again, if this film could have been, the other thing too about this film is, it could be any other film. If it wasn't Pokemon on it, it would just be a film with Ryan Reynolds, you know, voicing some, you know, cute looking character with a bunch of other cute looking characters. It would be generic. It's only this way because it's Pokemon. Like, and they didn't try. They didn't even try. Like, this.
I think we would probably be more mad if they couldn't have done it. I mean, but they had all the elements they needed to do to actually raise the bar instead of just leaping it. So, but if fans are okay with this, they're never going to get better. So, you know, your whole right. You are loved message is only works if someone wants to look in the mirror and, like, you know, say you are kind, you are smart, and damn it, you will stop misabusing my fandom like this. But people don't do that. They're like, it's better than I thought it was going to be. You know, the Pokes look pettable. It looks sweet. It looks cute. It's funny. It has a story. It uses everybody appropriately. And a lot of people are not going to care about the fact that Kelly is fucking annoying.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me the other day in a debate of Tyler Perry being the black version of, or at my bad, let me say it the way it was said. Adam Sandler is the white Tyler Perry. That's the way it was said. And in that debate, one of the people I was debating with said, whenever little Nicky is on TV, I watch it. You can't save that person. That is a choice that they made. They like watching little Nicky. Do I know why? Oh. Hell no. But that is a choice that they made. So people, they love this film that much. There's no saving them. There's no rope or boat you can send them that'll get them out of the water, bruh. This is where they want. They're going to wade in this shit. So that's why I'm kind of I fell off from just trying to tell them that they deserve better. No, you deserve what you like. You deserve what you like. If you like this like that, if you like it that much, you win. Because I'm never going to get something that I'm going to be like absolutely running out and purchasing on day one if it's considered a video game movie. Edge of Tomorrow is probably the best non-video game movie
Oh, there's a ton of those, though. There's a ton of those. We had Ready Player One. We had Edge of Tomorrow. You had Scott Pilgrim. Like, there are other films that do video game films better than video game movies do. Bro, and I don't understand that.
I wish the people involved with Scott.
People don't feel that way. There are a lot of people who did not
They don't.
They didn't like what?
They didn't like Ready Player One.
They're just idiots. The film is great.
The people who didn't like Ready Player One fall into two categories. There are people who felt like they overutilized elements in the pop culture and fan service elements and kind of drowned out some of the things that made Ernie's book work. And then there are those people who don't know anything about Ernie's book and were like, well, this was just, you know, this was just bait. So half of those people can go kick rocks. The other half of those people actually do have legitimate issue with how far they went in on the
that's
fan fine, service.
But that's not these people we talk about. That's a debate, like when people argue about, well, I didn't get my exact thing I wanted from Endgame. It's not a quality of the film, right? Those films, they're quality. These other ones that are actually based on video games don't even come fucking close. They don't even come close. I don't understand why. I don't get why. It's like
because they actually I personally think that, like, first of all, now that you said it, I really wish the people who were involved with Scott Pilgrim had been involved with this movie, because that would have solved all these fucking problems.
They would have.
Another better video game movie.
That would have solved all the things that we took issue with at this story, and then give them this budget and the people who were doing their CGI and let them run with this shit. Man, I would probably have seen this movie 3 times by now. It's not even out.
Like, but, let's really address. Detective Pikachu is what it is, right? This is what we're saying about it right now. This is how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
Later this year in November, we're getting Sonic. We're not just even getting Sonic. We're getting Sonic that they couldn't even draw right the first time. And they're saying they're going to go back and redraw it without changing the release date and be able to do it in time. So they're making golden promises and wishes and dreams. They're rubbing magic lamps, telling us that shit. And you know what? People actively online, people we are friends with on Facebook and we follow on Twitter, believe it. And they're like, they looked at that Sonic the Hedgehog trailer. And they said, I'm in.
But I already told you that those people need to be doing a better class of drugs.
But those people don't count.
Chris, because there are people we associate with and there are people that we follow and talk to about movies and shit with, bro. Like, we can't be like they don't.
No, but they don't. Like, I'm sorry, but that to me falls in the, you got to drop those. You got to, because like, those are the people that, those are like, I hope she never listens to this. I hope my coworker never. But like, she hit me the day was asking about like Dark Phoenix tickets, and I was just like, I don't know nothing about that. You got that's on you. But it's like there are people like that who literally don't understand. Like, I would never pay to go see Sonic because I know it's gonna be trash. But there are some people either between they have kids, they don't really give a shit, or whatever, or maybe they just plain have bad taste in movies. Then people, I'm sorry, at that point, like, you get enough film, like, everybody, all of us have a handful of films that were just like, I like it, everybody else doesn't like it, I don't give a fuck, right? But we all know, like, the group of people you're talking about, I know for a fact, I do not pay attention to anything they say when it comes to fucking films. They're great people, they're good people. I like them. I don't want them to stop listening to us. I don't want to stop being their friends. But when it comes to a film, I do not take... This is like the person who tells you, hey, listen, you got to go try this food. It's really, really great. But you know that they have terrible taste in food. You know they have terrible taste when it comes to food. You just don't listen to them.
And it's got raisins in it, and it's chicken. Right.
And you're just like, you just don't listen to them. So those people like there, I drop them. Their opinions don't count. Because
I'm just,
they're going to go see...
I'm just telling you they exist.
No, I know they exist. I know they exist.
Like, can save you, and you deserve better...
I ain't talking to them. Because those are the people that are gonna watch. They're gonna watch this film and try to say it's great. They're gonna watch Sonic and say it's not that bad. They're gonna watch. They're the ones that they're gonna sit there that watch all the X-Men films and go, y'all too hard on the X-Men films. Like, they're that kind of stuff. Like, they're that. And I'm like, fine. Like,
this is how I end up looking like the nice one.
I'm not being mean. I'm just telling you, like, at some point, we all know them people that have bad taste in movies. They'll watch anything. They'll watch just about anything, and they'll think anything is good. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Forget our friends. Just think about your coworkers. You ever hear your coworker talk about movies, and they start talking about something like, yo, I watched that Intruder movie. That was really good. Or I'm going to go to that next Tyler Perry film. I heard that one's pretty good, too. It's like, and you're just going like, never listen to them ever again.
Real life situation. One of my top leads, like, levels up, went to see Medea Butu, and it was a family event, like full-fledged family event, and they are not a person of color.
No, you just, that person, you just never, you're like, I now know I can never trust you with movies. I can never trust your opinions on movies.
And I do that. I internalize that the same way that you do, but at the same time, I'm also saying, because these people so strongly exist out here, and they're very vocal, and we've gotten in debates with them before, and they constantly use that, it's not that bad bullshit. All, like, you know, it's gotten so bad, actually, the way they're vocal about their opinions, that when Oscar season runs around, you see these people trying their damnedest to watch Oscar films so they can have a fucking Oscar opinion in February when they don't have a good opinion in films generally all fucking year. They turn into full-fledged 50-hour week critic person.
See,
because they need to have an opinion on Oscar films too. And I'm just like, but you don't even appreciate, you don't appreciate good regular films enough to make good decisions about what is a good or not good film throughout the year. Are you telling me that you're now going to give me your opinion on Green Book?
Look, I also got, like, I'm good, bro.
I literally, anybody, see, I don't even.
Anybody who's going to go put money towards Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't mean like they got an early screen pass. They want to see, like, because I also believe that too. I believe that if you see a movie for free, yo, it might, you can be on some, it's not that bad. Like, I actually give the, it's okay when I walk out of most films in the theater, even if I see it for free, because it's like, I haven't had time to actually formulate my brain as to how terrible or how unforgettable it is or whatever, right? But if people are if you're talking about, like, Sonic tickets go on sale and you paid for that shit, knowing that, like, that's what gets me. When people know a film is not going to be good, and they're like, yeah, I'm still going to go see it. So you're going to pay for it? I mean, yeah, I know it's not going to be good, but I'm still going to go see it. It's like, you're going to pay to see a film that you know is bad. Nah, okay. You're different. I love your differences, but you're different. We can't have a conversation about films. We can't.
Let me clear up something, because y'all, people been using this as a cheat code to go see bullshit. Because Twan tried to do this shit, and I was on our podcast, and I was like, nigga, no. He was like, I don't care. I'm cool with going to see films that I know are going to be bad because I'm basically seeing it for free. And I was like, first of all, you're not seeing it for free. You just have an AMC movie pass that you pay a monthly subscription for. You're paying to see those movies. You're paying for those passes that you get to use, that they tell you is you get movie passes during the week that you don't have to pay for again out of pocket. You already pay. You just paid in advance. You're still paying for those movies. So
but that, see, this, look, now you talk about the same people who don't understand it. The whole reason why we need to be pissed off about what the fuck happens to our taxes is because it's our money. It's the same people. Why do you do that to yourself? Why do you even have that conversation?
That's not the way to get sold. That's the way they trick themselves into making it okay that they went to see Sonic the Hedgehog. My movie pass, which means I saw it for free. And it's like, you wouldn't have that movie pass if you ain't pay your movie pass subscription every month. No.
Let them have it. Let them, again, my whole point is, let them have it. That's fine. But, like, if people don't understand that we deserve better, then we're just not, we're not in the same boat. Like, I play video games. I love video games. I think video games have great stories. I believe that if somebody actually gave a shit, they could make a video game movie that was respectful. Like, Detective Pikachu could have been that. Like, I honestly didn't consider Detective Pikachu to be a video game movie until somebody was like, well, there was actually a game up there. Like, I always thought of it, more of like an anime stuff anyway, right?
No,
or a cartoon.
I get it.
That's fine. Whatever. It just never crossed my mind because I honestly, to be perfectly honest, shoot me. I don't give a shit about anime or Pokemon, so that's just that, right? It's my ignorance.
Okay.
But it's true. Everybody knows.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, everybody knows. Yeah, I don't do it.
I think I block it out when you say that because it hurts me.
No, people have tried. Anytime we're on the Nerd Off and they go into, like Rod and Aaron go into anime discussion, I literally, if you listen to those shows, I literally just disappear. I completely disappear. And I just come back, when they stop talking about anime because I'm like, I don't do anime. I just don't. I've tried. I can't get into it. Whatever, right? Fine. This could have been that. Detective Pikachu could have been the final movie that, whether it was an anime, whatever, based on video, whatever, it could have been good. We've said the elements are there, but the people making it didn't give a shit. And I think I would have... Let's go back to Bumblebee, right? Even with Bumblebee, with the problems I had with Bumblebee and my anger at them not going the way they... I still know Travis Knight gave a shit. Travis Knight cared. And so... In the long run, I have to look at that as you know what? I'm willing to, if you were to come out and say you're doing another film in the universe by Travis Knight, I'll probably go watch it. I might even, if we didn't get a screener for it, I might even pay for it because I know the people behind it actually give a shit. If they make a Detective Pikachu 2, Nigga, I'm not even going if they give me a free pass. Because these motherfuckers don't give a shit. And this is clearly just a money grab. And if they don't give a shit, what's the point of me even going what's the point of me even validating them? What's the point of me even trying? You know? And so it's like, that's the difference to me. These people, it's one thing if they tried. They are not trying. They are literally just doing their bare minimum and hoping. It's like, you know, all the Resident Evil films were the bare minimum saying, well, we know we're not going to make any money here in the States, so we're just going to hopefully get, you know, coast to making enough money overseas. And that's what they did. They coasted overseas and made a ton of money overseas, which is why they made like 15 of those fucking films. But they never tried. Nobody went to go, sits there and goes, well, those Resident Evil films, that one, they actually gave a shit about the source. No, after the first film, they actually just completely stopped giving a shit. Even the first one is not great, but at least you can see where they tried to kind of have some of the source material. After that, they were like, fuck it, we're not even going to try that anymore. So it's just, at this point, I'm just fed up. I'm like, yo, nah. If everybody else wants to go and give them that little space and say, oh, you know, Detective Pikachu, best video game movie I've ever seen. Cool, that's fine. That's fine. You are the tallest person in the field of shit. Congratulations, you're still in the field of shit. It's just what it is. And
yeah.
I'm
that's,
just
that's, but that's why I couldn't say, you know, that's why I parsed it out and said fan service wise, all of these things work, but on the other side of the thing is because it's the same thing where you were like, why do you still go see these trash movies and this and the other? I said, because it's never gonna stop if people keep acting like this stuff isn't a problem. So for me as a critic, the reason why I talk about this stuff, the reason why I go see these movies, the reason why I can continue to smack people around about them and write about them is because I actually care about some of these things. If you're going to come into my fandom and you want money out my pocket and my friend's pocket, you need to earn my money. Give me a reason to give you my money. I will go see this movie. I will talk about this movie. And then I will tell all my friends whether or not they should give you their money. Now, if they don't want to listen to me and they come back later and they want to whine, bitch, moan, and complain about, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. Yeah, but you let them. And now they're going to make enough money to where they're going to come back. And then you really going to see what they consider to be disrespectful and some trash ass behavior. And you did it to yourself. So that's one of the reasons why I went back to talking about books, because I'm really tired of voices that don't actually care about the elements that they take it upon themselves to speak about, but they have the platform and they have the audience and they're the ones that get shared around. And then I have to listen to my friends going, well, how was I supposed to know? I was like, bitch, I sat down. I told you, I broke it down for you. You didn't listen. You want to go over here and listen to this crack and tell you some shit. And now you over here, you all mad in your feelings because the thing that you liked about this that made you feel seen was the thing that they didn't give a damn about. And it's no longer in your movie. And it's not even going to be a part of your franchise universe because they didn't build it into the universe because it had to be at the ground floor.
So
now, I will say this. They built a universe for Pokemon to where if they get rid of the trash ass person who handled this one, they could in fact do something better with this and continue on with this franchise. But they have to get rid of the people who don't give enough respect about the elements, all of the elements of this that will meet the entire demographic of fans for Pokemon. And that's why I'll talk about it.
So the last thing, we'll give our scores and we move on to the second trash ass film we got to review tonight. I'm a little salty on the second film. You think I'm salty now? Wait until the second film, guys. So the only thing I'll say about this is, so I agree with everything you were saying. That's why we used to review some of these bad films. To be perfectly honest, the reason why I've stopped, and this is the reason why I don't go to some of these films, is now it's gotten to the point where it's like, all right, cool. Like, you're already not getting my money. I refuse to give you my fucking time. I refuse to sit there and waste an hour and 40 fucking minutes watching Detective Pikachu 2 if you're going to go through this, do the same thing that you did before. Nah. And so when it comes down to people going, well, are you going to review that? And I'm going to tell you right now, if it's not a good film and we don't review it, is one, either because they didn't give us a screener for, or two, we're like, we're not wasting our fucking time. And that should be enough to tell you. And if you want to waste your time and go see it, that's cool. That's cool. But, like, at this point, I'm getting to one with these video game films where it's like, I'm not wasting my time. Like, here's the thing. I dare them. I fucking dare them to send us a fucking screener for Sonic. They're not going to. But if they did, I'll tell you right now, I ain't going. I'm not going.
I bet you they will.
And here's the thing.
I bet you they will.
And guess who's saying it right now? On May 9th, 2019, I'm not going to see that fucking film. I'm not going to sit in traffic. I'm not going to sit there and waste 2 hours of my life to sit there and watch a film where the people who made it couldn't even do the decent enough job to get the character to look right the first fucking time. At some point, there's got to be a line. At some point, you got to tell the people who are making these films, no, you don't get my money. You don't get my fucking time. If you want either one of those because they're valuable, you got to come correct and do better because they're phoning it fucking in. The idea that they thought that they could put that Sonic, like, they knew the Sonic the Hedgehog looked terrible when they put the first image of him out. Everybody clowned it then, and they didn't do anything. And now they're going to try to rush to the last minute with these last couple months trying to make the character look right. And mind you, everybody talking about making the character look right, we all know just from looking at that fucking trailer, which is god-awful, the look of the character, it might be the least of their fucking problems.
Bruh, people said the trailer looks good, especially the end.
You can't trust them. You can't trust them.
People said the trailer looked good.
You can't trust those
people. Completely tapped out at that point. I was like, so y'all motherfuckers are actively excited about this movie that starts off looking like it's 15 years old. Like it should have came out during the Hanna-Barbera, Yogi, and Smurf films that were done live action.
Let them waste their own time. Let them waste their time.
You got Jim Carrey playing this villain that looks redonkulous with an opening scene of him doing 1993 Jim Carrey bits that sound awful. And then, on top of all of that, they couldn't even get a person from Debian Arts to draw the main character right for them.
Why would I waste my time? Why would I waste 90 minutes?
I'm in. People after all of that math, dog, M-A-F-F, all that math, motherfuckers went, I'm in. I was like, you know what?
Good for them.
I tap out.
It took 7 years to bring Detective Pikachu to film screen?
Probably.
Good for them.
Speaking to what you said about Sonic, that's kind of how I feel about this stuff. It's like I look at it, I'm like, this looks like somebody who phoned in their furry costume before the convention, like they bought it there instead of like coming ready. What is happening here and why is this okay? And then I went away and I walked away from it and I saw something pop up on Twitter and one person she's like fixed it, and I looked at the picture. I said, if this child in her house just fucking around with the tools she has available can do this much better of a job than what y'all thought was serviceable to be in your film from beginning to end, there is no reason for me to care about anything else that you thought was serviceable enough to be in your film. And I haven't thought about Sonic since.
I didn't think about Sonic since they announced it. I mean, honestly,
I wasn't thinking about it until the trailer came out. I was like, okay, whatever. And then I moved right the fuck on with my life. And it didn't come back up until that trailer came out. And I saw it and went, what the hell is happening? And turned it off and went away. And then saw that one picture come up. And I was like, really? No, really?
I honestly.
And then I was done.
This to me is, we need to put these video game films in the same category that we started putting comic films in, which is, don't give them. Until you prove you can be an adult, until you prove that you can actually have nice things, then no, we're on probation. And so the minute they announced the Sonic the Hedgehog film, I was like, that's fucking dumb. You're not gonna do it right. And then you saw the picture of the character, and you're like, all right, cool. You guys fucked this up again. And I didn't even bother. I still haven't seen the whole trailer. So I got about halfway through it and was like, no, I'm good. And even then, it was by accident because Facebook auto plays videos. Only reason why I saw that much of the trailer. Because again, it was like, who thought it was going to be good? Who thought this was going to work? No. So it's whatever. Back to Detective Pikachu, what would you guys give this film out of 10?
I think it's right where it should be, at a 6 out of 10 for me. That's what I expected. That's what we got. I'm 6 out of 10.
Bro. Yeah, I think I'm hanging out about the same place. I mean, the movie gets a 6 out of 10. Ryan Reynolds gets like 8.5.
He always gets 8.5 though. He always does. Ryan Reynolds is always the greatest thing of any of his films. Always is. He always works. Hell, like Ryan Reynolds gets an 8 out of 10, maybe a 9.5 out of 10 out of the fucking Wolverine Origins film. He's fucking great in it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that damn scene. Just the one scene he's in are funny.
He's always great.
They mute him halfway through the film.
Eggs.
No mouth. Mm. We couldn't even talk.
Interesting.
And that's when we stopped caring about that film.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I mean, the film itself, I mean, every single point is because they got all the fan service and CGI elements right. But I can't give it more than a 6 because the story is trash and the complete and utter blatant disrespect to all the anime elements because they didn't understand how to use them correctly. And the underutilization of actual quality actors that you got means I can't go higher than a 6.
Yeah, it's a 5 for me. I'm just, from now on, like, this, the ceiling on all these video game films is a 5. Until they actually start giving a shit, it's a 5. It'll always be a 5 out of 10 until they try. Like, that's just what it is. They start at a 5 and they go down from there. So, it is what it is.
Fair enough.
We got a lot of other movie reviews coming out. There's going to be another one that's going to be great. That's going to be coming out soon after this one. I know next week we have John Wick coming out. We have Aladdin after that. And then soon after that, hopefully, will be Godzilla. And there will probably be a bunch of other films in between there. Oh, we got Ma at the end of the month, too. So we got Ma coming out. Like, there's going to be a lot of movie reviews coming out on movie trailer reviews. So make sure you guys subscribe. And, yeah, stay tuned. Go ahead. Ro, what'd you say?
I was going to say, I'll probably have some paper reviews since it looks like you guys aren't going to some movies that I'm going to go see.
Yep. So check it out on.
Like, I saw The Hustle.
That's your fault.
Yeah, good luck in that. Congratulations.
No, I wasn't. It's okay. I wasn't sober.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Oh, I mean, that's not always an excuse. That sounds like a problem.
Oh, mm-hmm. We met up some people we were at the Yard House and we realized and we're like, oh, wait a minute. The screening isn't till 8. I mean, we here.
Yeah. So
like, just take our beer and go.
I saw the picture you posted at the theater, ma'am. I know you said it was early, but I feel like that was it.
No, it really wasn't. Although it probably would have been better. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. The people in my movie theater were rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I here's what it is.
And yeah, I have feelings, so I'll probably throw something up this weekend.
Got you. Well, there you guys have it. Again, MTR Network for the paper reviews, movie trailer reviews on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, Spotify. So again, folks, thank you guys very much for listening. Until next time, we're out of here. Peace.